Well, it's good to see you again, because we want to finish up today talking about what the word eternal life means. When we speak about eternal life, we started this yesterday, so this is part two. We normally think about that when we're sharing with someone who may be unsaved about receiving the gift of eternal life. We'll tell them it's a gift and that they won't go to hell. They'll end up going to heaven and spending forever in heaven in relationship with God that will begin the moment they receive the gift of eternal life. But we think about it in terms of something that involves, in some way, a relationship with God. It starts the moment they receive the gift. Now, some people don't even think about it until that it's something you get to experience until you die. And they won't go to hell. And it's chronological because it's the word eternal. You're gone forever. And you'll not forever be in hell, but you'll forever be in heaven with God in relationship with Him. Now, that's great. And it's true that if you've received eternal life, and it does happen the moment you become a Christian, it does involve a relationship with God that starts in the here and now, and it will continue forever, and you won't go to hell. But it means so much more than that. The word, as we mentioned yesterday, let me read this scripture from Hebrews. This is the one place I wanted to for sure look at, because it kind of gives us some clear insight into the word eternal and what it means. The problem is that the translators, when they translate the words eternal life, the word life there is the word zoe, which is a God kind of life. But the word eternal is actually the Hebrew or the Greek word that simply means age. And it always refers to a particular kind of age that has specific characteristics to it. And so when the New Testament talks about the ages to come, it's talking about that age which is heavenly by nature. And this, when he talks, when he uses the word the eternal life, it really should be written the age to come kind of God life. The age to come kind of life that involves a heavy dose of God's life. In John 10:10, when Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly," he's simply referencing the gift of eternal life. We saw yesterday from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, and from 1 John chapter 5, that eternal life is actually a person, Jesus. And when we receive Jesus, the free gift of Jesus, when we become born again, we receive the age to come kind of life. In Hebrews, or we receive the abundant life. In Hebrews 6, chapter 6, verse 5, describing some of the things that we get to partake of as a Christian when we have the Holy Spirit. It says, "And we've tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come." That word age there is the word that's often translated eternal, the word aeon. The powers of the age to come. The age to come kind of life that's heavenly in nature, heavenly, that's the best way to say it, heavenly in nature, because it's just immersed with God's life. It involves supernatural powers. Of course, when we go to heaven, when in the eternal heavens, everything around us and about us is going to be miraculous and supernatural. But what Scripture tells us from 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, and 1 John chapter 5 particularly, that when we receive Christ, we receive in that moment the age to come kind of life. Because he who has the Son has the age to come kind of life. And he who does not have the Son does not have the age to come kind of life. And so, when we talk about receiving Christ, we're talking about receiving in his person the age to come kind of life. That's significant. Eternal life is a person. It's not a formula. It's not a transaction. It's a person. Jesus Christ himself is the abundant life. And Jesus Christ himself contains the age to come kind of life. And because we receive him, our life is in that moment in union with him, practically and personally, then we experience that life. Now, let me describe, I think this is a great definition for what actually eternal life or the age to come kind of life, what it means to us in a practical and personal way. That when we're talking to a lost person and we're saying you can receive the gift of eternal life, this is what we're actually offering them. Not just a ticket to heaven one day, but that they might experience the life of heaven in the here and now. It says in Ephesians chapter 2 that we have been seated in the heavenly places in Christ. And so, let's talk about a practical description or definition of eternal life. Here it is. It's the age to come kind of life lived in the here and now by Him, Jesus, through us. Let me say it again. It is the age to come kind of life lived in the here and now by Him through us. Colossians 3, again, one of my favorite verses. For you have died, the person that we used to be, the independent self, the independent fallen self. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ and God. Now in Christ is your life. Christ is not just my friend. He's not just my savior from my sins. He's come to save me from the old self. He's come to save me from the life lived independent from God. He's come to save me in His life. He's come to include me into the life that He lives and the favor He lives under, into the supernatural life that He lives. And so once you become a Christian, I'm not just telling this person who's lost, you're going to get a ticket to heaven. I'm telling you that you get to be born again. You get to become a whole new self. And that whole new self, it can be described this way, that you're going to receive in this moment Jesus, and therefore you're going to receive the age to come kind of life with all of its supernatural powers. The age to come kind of life that gets to be lived now, lived in the here and now, in the blood and guts of your daily life by Jesus through you. The age to come kind of life, lived in the here and now of your life by Him through you. That's what the word eternal life actually means. Jesus described eternal life in John 17:3. He said, this is eternal life, that you might know the Father. And the word know there is the Greek word to experience. That you might experience the Father and that you might experience His Son. So eternal life is an experience of experiencing the life that Jesus lives. Experiencing the life of God. Experiencing His experience. This is John 8, and then we'll close with this. Now, my prayer is that you will get stoked to the hilt about the possibilities of this life that you now live in Christ, that you get to take it out for a spin in all the things that you face the rest of this day. Instead of you're trying to do your best to be like Christ, that you get to take out for a spin the age to come kind of life, lived in the here and now of what you're going to do the rest of this day. That's very practical, very, very real. The age to come kind of life lived in the here and now by Jesus through you. The life that He wants to live through you and the life that He wants you to experience and to participate in is the age to come kind of life. And it started the moment you became a Christian. It's what makes you a new person, a new self, born again, a whole new life, a whole new reality, a whole new existence. This is John chapter 8, speaking of the Pharisees. And He was saying, that's in the imperfect tense, and so it means it's something repeatedly said in the past. He was repeatedly saying to them, you are from below, and I am from above. You are of this world, and I am not of this world. Jesus lived the above life. He lived the age to come kind of life. He lived what's translated as the eternal life. Now, it will last forever, so therefore it does have a chronology to it, but it's not about a chronology. It's about a quality, a kind of life that's experienced in the here and now and lived and enjoyed forever. Jesus said that they were from below, He was from above, they were of the earth, and He wasn't of the earth. Same thing said about us in John 17, because of our union with Christ. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. So think about that. that even though you're in the world, you don't live like the people of the world, because you get to live in Christ. You get to live by Him. You get to experience His experience of living through you the age to come kind of life. Living the heavenly life and the powers of the heavenly life lived through you now, in the here and now, in this earth, which makes you totally unique. You and I are supernatural beings because we're in union with the supernatural Christ. So though you're of the world, we no longer face any of the things in the world like the people who are of the world, who are from below. We face everything in the world as people who are living the above life in Christ. Okay? Well, I hope that helps you. It redefines to you biblically what the word eternal life actually means. It gives you a greater sense of this gift, this person that you received. Eternal life is the life of Jesus lived through you, and the life that He lives through you is the age to come kind of life. That's extraordinary. And so my prayer is that your eyes will be open to see, have a bigger vision of this amazing life that He's called us to participate in, our inclusion in the life that Jesus lives, and the favor, the grace that He lives under. Have a great day enjoying and taking out for a spin the eternal life, the age to come kind of life that's yours in Christ the rest of this day. Amen.